Take a look at this cat video on YouTube. It has almost 200 million views. Almost 200 million views. Now, I want to ask you a question. How much money do you think that person made from that video? How much did they make from YouTube on that video? Do you know? Well, I have no idea. But on my channel, I'm making enough money to live and travel. And guess how many views I have on my whole channel? Okay, we're talking over 800 videos, and I've been working hard for 2.5 years. Okay, so 2.5 years of work, over 800 videos. How many views do I have on my whole channel? Well, the answer is about 22 million. 22 million views, 2.5 years, over 800 videos, and this one stupid cat video has almost 10 times as many views as my whole channel. And it's not even a good video. It's just a bunch of cats meowing. Meow. Meow. That's it. A bunch of cats meowing. Almost 10 times more than my entire channel. Now, let me ask you a question. Okay, if you could make money on YouTube, would you start a YouTube channel? Or let's say you didn't make any money directly from YouTube, but let's say starting a YouTube channel would help you find a job. Would you start a YouTube channel then? Or let's say you didn't make any money, but you made a few good friends from YouTube. Would you start a YouTube channel then? Well, those are three reasons I would like to encourage you to start a YouTube channel. Now, my next few videos are going to be about this topic, how to start a YouTube channel. So if you're interested, then stick around for a week or two while I make, I don't know how many videos I'll make in this series. I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 or 5. We'll see where it goes. Let me know your questions down there. And I might just keep making videos until all your questions are answered, because I really want to help you. I'm not an expert on this topic, but you know, YouTube has just changed my life. I'm here in Thailand enjoying the nice weather here. I don't have a boss, and I'm really enjoying my life. And you know, if I could help you sort of get to the same place, then I would love to help you. So let's take a look at those three reasons just a little bit further. Number one, make money. Can you make money? Yes, I'm living proof of that. I'm here in Thailand. I'm making enough money to live, like I said, and do a little bit of traveling. I mean, I'm not rich. I don't make that much money, but enough money to live, enough money to not have a job. It's pretty great. So you're probably asking the question, how much money could you realistically make? Well, the answer is anywhere from zero to millions of dollars a month. You know, the top YouTubers make millions of dollars a month. So really, the potential on YouTube is unlimited. You know, what's the top you could hit? Could you hit, you know, $100 a month? Absolutely. $1 million a month? Yeah, maybe. You know, $1 billion a month? Well, that would be a lot of money. But the answer is the potential is high. It's unlimited. And the risks are virtually zero. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen if you start a YouTube channel? What's the worst case scenario? I would say worst case scenario, you get zero views and zero subscribers, right? That's not that bad. I mean, sure, it sucks if you spend a lot of time making a video, or you spend some money, you buy a new camera, you're excited about it, and then nobody watches your video. Yeah, it kind of sucks. I know that feeling. Trust me, I've been there. I started this channel with zero views and zero subscribers. But just think about the cat video. How many views do you think that guy was expecting to get? Do you think he or she, whoever made the video, do you think they were expecting to get almost 200 million views? I doubt it. You know, they probably just pulled out their cell phone. It's not a good video. It's probably just a cell phone video. They just followed their cats around for a few minutes and and then made a video on their phone. It's not a great video, right? So they probably weren't expecting that many views, but it just happened, right? So that's the thing with YouTube. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. The potential is high, and the risk is, I would say, fairly minimal. Now, let's talk about number two. I think most people don't consider this, but your YouTube channel could help you find a job in real life. Any kind of job in real life. Now, a few months ago, one of my subscribers in India started a YouTube channel about cooking. Her channel is called What's Special Today? What's Special Today? Isn't that a great name for a channel? What's Special? Makes me feel special. So if you want to learn how to cook something special today, then go subscribe to her channel. But I want to ask you a question. Okay, let's say I want to start a restaurant. Just imagine that I had a plan to start a restaurant. Now, I would need to hire a cook, right? So what would I do? Would I pay a newspaper to, you know, run an ad? I don't know how much newspaper ads cost, but I would pay the newspaper some money to put my, you know, cook wanted ad in the paper and then get a bunch of resumes sent to me. Or I could maybe hire some kind of a recruitment agency or something to find me a cook. Would I do that? No, I wouldn't do that. I would just hire her. I would send her a message on YouTube, a comment on her channel, say, hey, I want to hire you to work in my restaurant. It would be a no-brainer. I mean, think about how much time and money I would save, right? Employers spend so much time and money hiring people, and they don't even know if the person's going to be a good person. Imagine that. You spend so much time and money, you know, reading resumes, and you don't know if these good people, are they hard workers, are they trustworthy, you know, or you pay someone else, you pay a recruitment agency to try to find a good cook for you, but you know, you don't know if you can trust that agency. You know, they might just be wanting to take your money. You know, it's such a no-brainer to just hire someone directly who's right in front of you. You know, if you can see what you want, right? I can see when I watch her videos, I can see she's an excellent cook. So why would I waste time and money offering someone else the job when I could just offer her the job? You know, and when I watch her videos, not only do I see an exceptional cook, I see someone with a good character. You know, that's also important. You know, when you're hiring someone, you want to know, are they lazy? Are they going to be devoted to the job? You know, lazy people don't start YouTube channels. It takes a lot of devotion to make a video, edit a video, upload a video. You know, the whole process of YouTube, it's a lot harder than people think. You know, I mean, I'm trying to tell you to start a YouTube channel, so I don't want you to think it's, you know, rocket science. It's not rocket science. Anybody can do it, but it's hard work. You know, you want to be consistent and upload maybe a video a week or a few videos a week, right? It's hard work. So if I can see that she's already a hard worker, not lazy, and a talented cook, why would I waste my time and money trying to find someone else? Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because that's happened to me. I have received job offers from different countries. You know, people send me an email and they say, hey, Mark, we want you to come work at our school. Think about that. A few years ago, if I wanted a job, I had to apply for a job, have an interview, and then just hope and pray that I'll get a job. And now people are offering me jobs when I'm not even applying for them. Think about that. So just because I have a YouTube channel, that's it, you know? So now in the future, you know, if I ever want a job, all I have to do is send people the link to my YouTube channel and say, okay, here's what I can do. Do you love me or hate me? You know, this is it. This is my resume. My YouTube channel is my resume. Do you love me or hate me? What's that? You hate me? Huh. Well, I'm in a good mood today, so I'll forgive you for hating me. But my point is, that if you try, you know, doors will open up. You know, if you put yourself out there a little bit, making a YouTube channel might seem a bit intimidating, but it can open up so many doors. So that's point number two that I want you to consider. Not only could you make money, like I have, but it could also open up doors for you, like has happened to me. And that's just been amazing. So the third point is you could make some friends. Even if you're not concerned about money, you could be retired. You might not even be thinking about money. That's not your goal. You know, you might just want to, you might want to connect with some people, you know, make some friends. Let's say your hobby is, I don't know, making model airplanes. So you could make a YouTube channel just about your hobby, right? You make some videos. You know, people search for what they're interested in. So if you're interested in model airplanes, you probably go on YouTube and you'll search for that. If you're interested in learning English, you probably found my channel somehow, right? My channel is about teaching English. So whatever you're interested in, you search for it. And then people comment on your videos, and you know, next thing you know, you might make some friends. That's happened to me. It's happened to me. So all those three things have happened to me. I make money, and I've gotten some job offers, and I just have such nice subscribers. Thank you guys so much for just being the best subscribers in the world, always leaving positive comments, smashing the thumbs up, just being such amazing people. You know, I'm a lucky YouTuber. Not all YouTube channels, you know, have the kind of quality support that I have. So I just want to say a big thank you guys so much for making my YouTube channel just such a special place to be today. Hey, what's special today? My YouTube channel is special today. I would say a YouTube channel just opens up doors. It opens up opportunities. You know, you might think your job is really boring or your life is really boring. Well, maybe you could spice it up a bit. You know, maybe you could think of some creative ways to make some interesting videos, to bring some life to your career. Or, I mean, let's say you're an accountant. Okay, accounting is typically viewed as sort of a dry, boring field of work. Well, maybe you could make some YouTube videos to try to spice it up a bit and teach accounting in sort of a fun way, you know, and people would watch your videos and people might ask you if they can use your videos in their classrooms. You know, that happened to me just last week. Someone in the Netherlands sent me an email and they said, "Hey, Mark, can we use a few of your videos in our university course?" And that's happened a bunch of times since I've had my YouTube channel. People ask me if they can use my videos in their university or in their classrooms. So that might happen to you. That's a nice accounting video. Hey, can I use your video in my university program? Next thing you know, a university might be using your videos. And then they might ask you to come speak at their university. So you could go and maybe give a guest lecture. And then they might say, "Wow, you're good. We want you to come work for our university. We'll pay you $80,000 a year. I want $100,000. That might be a bit greedy. Maybe you should settle for $80,000 a year if they offer it. But those are the kinds of things that can happen from YouTube. You know, you might get some sponsorships. You might, you know, some of your videos might go viral. You might make some friends. You might, all kinds of doors might open up. So that's why I just want to encourage you guys to start a YouTube channel, or at least consider it. Whatever your reasons are, I don't know what your goal is. Let me know. If you started a YouTube channel, what would it be? What would it be about? And what would your goal be? Would your goal be to make money, or to get a job, or to make friends? Let me know all your questions down there in the comments. Hey, hope you guys are having a wonderful day wherever you are. I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.